Thank you all for being here. We had a productive meeting, I think, House and Senate leaders. The president was very forthright. I told the president what I have been saying for many months, and that is that we must have change at the border, substantive policy change. We documented 64 instances where the president took executive action or his agencies took action to create the current catastrophe that we have at the border. It is a national security and a humanitarian catastrophe. And I articulated that to the president in the meeting now. We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine, but the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security. We have talked about the necessary elements to solve this problem. We passed our bill, and it has critical elements. It's a restoration of the Remain in Mexico policy. It is the end of catch and release. It is reform to the broken asylum and parole systems. We're not insistent upon a particular name of a piece of legislation, but we are insistent that the elements have to be meaningful. The House is ready to act, but the legislation has to solve the problem, and that's the critical point. We understand the necessity about Ukraine funding, and we want to say that the status quo is unacceptable. We need the commander-in-chief of this country, the President of the United States, to show strength on the world stage and not weakness. We cannot continue with the current status quo. We understand the importance of what's been needed, but when I met with President Zelensky just last month, right before Christmas, he said that the necessary ingredient is the proper weapons systems that they need. There are certain things that are needed to ensure that they can prevail. We need the questions answered about the strategy, about the end game, and about the accountability for the precious treasure of the American people. We understand that all these things are important, but we must insist that the border be the top priority. I think we have some consensus around that table. Everyone understands the urgency of that, and we're going to continue to press for it. I want to thank my colleagues here, the chairman of our committees of jurisdiction, for being here, and thank everyone for their time today. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, did you hear anything from the president that made you change your calculus?